We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Sliding Into Trouble. Right, Alfie, me tea's brewed, me toast under the griller. Now for the really exciting part of me cookery lesson, opening the tin of beans.
Oh, look at him, Fanny Craddock in short pants. Hey, now keep your eye on that toast.
Here is how I open the tin without messing about with those daft little tin openers. First, I take this big hammer.
Hey, put that hammer down, I'll open that tin for you.
I can manage. I only use the hammer to knock the tin opener in a bit, just to give me a start.
Ah, well, hurry up. I think your toast's nearly done.
Right. Tin on table. Opener in one hand, hammer in the other. I'll give the opener a gentle tap and... Oh, heck, where did it go?
Yeah. Yeah, it's rolled into the pantry there.
Oh, silly me. I don't know my own strength.
Hey. Hey, something's burning. Look, oh, Jimmy, but... Jimmy, your toast.
I did open the tin after all. There's beans all over the floor.
There's flames coming out of the griller.
Oh, all right, don't panic. Oh, heck, it stinks worse than me granddad's thick twister. Oh, heck, the flipping thing's stuck.
Here, let me have a go. Come out. Oh, come out.
Stand back while Fireman Jim goes into action. It's out. Lesson two, how to clean up the mess from lesson one.
Your mother's just... What's that shocking smell?
It's Jimmy.
Do you mind?
No, I mean, he's making his tea, Mr. Sinclair, but he's had an accident.
Oh, no, what's happened?
Well, he had to put the toast out. No, not outside, just out because he's had it. Well, he hasn't now because he's not fit to eat. Yeah, anyway, he couldn't because he's spilt the beans.
Alfie, some of that smoke's got into your head. Your brain's in a fog.
Look, I'll tell you. I'm hungry and I was making a meal. I'd brewed the tea and I was just opening the beans when the toast caught fire.
Well, the next time you make tea brewed in the pot, it's all over the stove here.
Of course it is. What do you think I put the toast out with?
I warned you, Mr. Sinclair. I said, better wait until your mum comes home.
Father. Oh, hello, Alfie. Yeah,
hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, that we're late, but we got delayed. We met Mrs. Billington.
Beaky Billington? I bet she's had her tea. Birdseed butties.
Look, she insisted on taking your granddad and me into the Savoy Cafe.
A cafe? I knew it! They were stuffing themselves while I was here collapsing with hunger.
Well, we only had toasted tea cakes.
Only, he says. We only had toasted tea cakes. Crisp and brown, with great pools of butter all over them. And dirty great dollops of raspberry jam.
All right, you've made your point. I'll get your tea ready.
And you can clean that mess up, Jim, before she sees it and you're in trouble.
Who's taken some of the cooking fat off this shelf?
Too late, Grandad. I'm in trouble already.
I only bought it this morning. And what's this mess all over the floor?
Alfie, I think she's found the beans.
All right. What are those beans doing all over my nice clean floor?
Oh, Alfie knows about them, don't you, Alfie?
Oh, yeah, but it was an accident, really. Jimmy was showing me lesson one, and when he got to the opening of the tin of beans, I said I'd do it.
It's very nice of you to want to take the blame, Alfie.
That's all right. I'm not taking the blame. Mrs. Clitheroe, it was him. He opened the beans with a hammer, and just because he didn't know his own strength, it's me to blame.
Well, here's something he can't blame you for, Alfie.
Oh, what's that, Susan?
Something I've just found in the airing cupboard.
Oh, hey.
What did you find, Susan?
A sledge.
A sledge? What, in the airing cupboard?
I can explain.
Oh, you'd better, my lad. Where did you get the sledge from?
I bought it off Ozzy and it was just like their house. It needed a good cleaning. So, after I'd washed it, I put it in the airing cupboard to dry it.
Oh, well, if you did clean it, why did I get my hands all greasy when I picked it up?
Oh, that's easy, Clever Clogs. The grease is supposed to be on it. I rub the runners with cooking fat so it'll go faster downhill. Oh, heck. Fat's in the fire now.
You use my cooking fat on your sledge?
Well, yes, well, it's for the winter sports I'm inviting you all to.
What nonsense is this?
Oh, tobogganing, tobogganing. Sledging. Like they do in the Alps, only this is down Daisy Hill near the park. Instead of spending a fortune going abroad, you can have your winter sports here at home for only twopence a ride.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it'll be just like the real thing.
Oh, you're right. You'll think you're in Switzerland. Because while you're sledging in the snow, you'll hear Alfie sitting on a shooting stick yodeling.
Yeah, I can't yodel.
You can if you sit on the wrong end.
Oh, you shut up. You wouldn't get me sledging down, Daisy. There's a big wall near the bottom.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't want any of my pals to hurt themselves. I know. You can lend me a spare crash helmet.
I'd like to remind you that I wear that.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me, Susan. Before I let my pals use it, I'll get it disinfected.
Hey, now, for the last time, Jimmy, I'm not painting your sledge for you.
Oh, go on, Alfie, and you can have the first ride down Daisy Hill. Half price.
Oh, what an honour. I'm thrilled to death.
I've told her. You think you're winter sporting in the Alps. You'll be able to go sledging, throw snowballs at our Susan. Who knows? You might even meet that monster our teacher told us about, the abdominal snowman. It's a great big snow monster who roars at you and frightens you to death.
Oh, there you are, Clitheroe.
Here he is. You can meet him now.
I want a word with you, troublemaker.
Alfie, what does he want you for?
Oh, shut up. Take the notice of him, Mr. Abdominal, Monster Man, Snow Bottom, Higgin Bottom.
Oh, shut up, Tatty Head. Go on, go on. You make the streets look untidy.
You sound a bit annoyed about something, Mr. Higginbottom. Has your polo pony gone lame again?
That'll do. It's my Aussie.
Oh, I thought he was limping a bit. Have you had him to the vet yet?
One of these days, Clitheroe, I'll do time for you. I will. I'll give you a right belt in now if you don't watch it.
You want to be careful, Mr. Higginbottom, because I've got my bodyguard with me, haven't I, Alfie?
Yes, what?
Right.
What? I'm going home. Oh.
Good idea, I'll come with you.
Come here. Oh, you won't. You come here, you little swindler.
Ooh, ow! Get your mucky hands off me luggle.
There's no need for that, Mr. Higginbottom.
Listen, this young brat bought a sledge off my Aussie.
I know that.
And he's had it for over a week.
I know that as well.
And he still hasn't paid Aussie the money for it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Jimmy, you've no right to keep it a week and not pay for it.
Of course I have. I got it the same way you get a washing machine. 7 days free trial.
Look, you won't be able to use a sledge in hospital, so just stand over the 10 bob.
Well, I'm not paying you now. Aussie and me fixed a date when I was going to pay him.
I know. February the 29th.
Well, that's not long to go. I mean, 30 days, that's it. All the rest have, they've... Oh,
Exactly. There isn't a February the 29th till next leap year, 1968.
How much have I got in the kitty now? 1 3/8. A whole day scrounging for 9p. Higginbottom will probably be here in an hour and I'm nearly 9 bob short. Oh, my grandad says money talks, but I can't even raise a whisper. Higginbottom will probably be here in an hour and I'm nearly 9 bob short. Well, I'll give my mob one more chance to cough up, otherwise I'll just have to dust the gas meter with a big brick. Dozy Dora's in the back kitchen. I'd better start with her. Oh, you're here, Sue. Washing up.
Yes, I usually wash up in the kitchen. It makes such a mess in the lounge.
Can I do anything for you?
Yes, emigrate.
Oh, that's a good one. You've got a great sense of humour. And you're so pretty with it.
Oh, am I?
Yes, Sue, I've been thinking...
Go on.
About charging you twopence a ride on my sledge. It doesn't seem right. I mean, me own sister. I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll flog you a season ticket, 9 bob. What do you think of that?
I still think you should emigrate. Here's the tea towel, you infant. I finished drying the dishes, so you can borrow it to get dry behind the ears. Bye-bye.
No, oh, just a minute, Sue, please. Go on, lend us two bob, Susan. All right, stingy Sarah, keep your money. Buy yourself a boat and shove off. Oh, here's me mum coming in the back way. Where's that tea towel? Hello, Mum.
Hello, Jim. What's this, then? Washing up?
Yeah, it's nearly finished, Mum. We're just drying the last plate. There we are. That's the lot.
Well, thank you very much, son.
Oh, that's all right, Mum. After all, we should help each other as much as we can.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. But I thought Susan was going to do the washing up.
Oh, she helped.
Well, I think I should reward my kind little son.
Oh, that's what I thought. I mean, I never thought about it.
Here you are, a bar of chocolate.
Oh, heck.
Pardon?
Thanks, Mum. It's just what I wanted. Mum, I was just thinking, me granddad likes this nut milk. Wouldn't it be better to let him have it?
Oh, that is thoughtful of you, Jim.
Oh, that's all right, Mum. Here's the chocolate. That'll be sixpence, you owe me.
You cheeky young...
Now, Mum, don't lose your temper. You know it gives you hiccups. Oh,
just clear off with your chocolate, you greedy boy. You've already had an extra 2 shillings off me this week.
I know that. I wasn't asking you to give me money. I'll tell you what, how about a game of cards?
Oh, what are you talking about? I haven't got time to play cards. Oh,
we'll make it quick. I'll cut you for 1 3/8.
Go into the living room while I make myself a cup of tea.
I'll make it for you. Threatens a cup. I'm sorry.
Look, you've got your chocolate for washing up. That's it. You did wash up, didn't you?
Well, I didn't wash. I dried.
What?
Eh?
How many things did you dry?
Well, it's hard to, Oh, here, have your blooming chocolate back. Well, I've had it. Wait a minute. There's one last hope. A wee loan from the Bank of Scotland.
Oh, hello there, Jimmy. Well, how are things going?
Oh, a lot faster than they're coming in. Hey, will that bloke in the pawn shop take goldfish?
Oh, no. Don't tell me your pockets are empty again.
Well, if they're not, I'm wearing somebody else's trousers.
Jimmy, it's only 2 days ago you borrowed tomorrow's pocket money.
Yes, well, if you could lend me next Saturday's money this Friday and my mum lets me have the week after's next Wednesday, I could manage till the following Sunday when I deliver the church magazines if I could... Oh, I'd better leave school and get a job.
Jimmy... How long do you think you can go on like this?
I don't know. I got as far as a fortnight come Sunday and my mind went blank.
I mean, Jimmy, it's got to stop.
Yes, Grandad.
In future, you'll have to make your pocket money last a whole week.
Yes, Grandad.
You can't go on borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. You've got to cut your coat to fit your cloth.
Oh, you're right, Grandad. That's what I'll do with my next suit.
As Shakespeare said, neither a borrower nor a lender be. For loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry.
Very good. You ought to go in for that acting, Lark. Scotland's answer to Bugs Bunny.
Jimmy, I'm being serious.
Yes, and you're quite right, Grandad.
Well, I'm glad you agree.
I do. Well, if you can just lend me 9 bob till the week come Friday...
What? Look, I'm not lending you anything.
You what?
Not a penny.
Well, I like that. I'm getting nothing. After I've stood here for 5 minutes listening to all that guff about Peter and Paul cutting up the coats.
I'll give you guff.
What's all the argument about?
It's this little money-mad son of yours.
Oh, Father, you haven't lent him any money, have you?
Oh, are you kidding? He just stood there spouting Shakespeare. Shylock in a kilt.
What? Now you've gone too far, my lad.
Leave it to me, Father. Don't you upset yourself.
No, I'm sorry, Grandad.
Oh, you're right, Pat, and I'm going out. If I stay here, I might do something out to play.
Yeah, might lend me the 9 bob.
What was that?
I say it's all over 9 bob. I'm sorry, Mum.
Now, you listen to me.
Oh, the doorman. Someone's banging on the door with a bell. I mean...
I know. I heard it.
Well, shall I go and answer it?
No, I'll go. You stay here. I haven't finished with you yet.
Yes, Mama. I was afraid you hadn't.
Oh, hello, Alfie. Come in.
Oh, damn, Mr. Clitheroe. Ooh, what a rush I've had. I got off work early, so I had Mr. Crowdner ran to the bus stop just as one was coming in, and a poor old lady was standing there looking right helpless, so I lifted her on as the bus set off. She clouted me with her umbrella because she just got off. Yeah, is your Susan coming out to play?
Pardon?
I mean, is Susan ready to come out?
She's upstairs, Alfie. Look, you go into the room. I'll pop up and tell her that you're here. Well, part of you anyway.
Hello, Alfie. You're just the fella I've been waiting for.
Oh, am I?
Yes. Now, you know I always get me pocket money on a Saturday.
You're getting out of me.
Alfie.
You've had half a crown this week and that's your lot. I don't care if you sit in the front room all evening watching me and Susan.
Did I ask you for anything?
No, but I thought...
Well, don't be so clever then.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you want then?
Can you lend me 9 bob?
I just told you.
I'm only kidding. I was going to say that our Susan reckons you're very clever, but I don't think so.
No, yeah, well, I'm too clever for you.
Oh, are you? Would you like to prove it?
How do you mean?
A little bet. I'll try you out with a simple test.
A test? What test?
I'll bet you 9 bob you can't say the same thing every time I ask you a question.
Aye, now, wait a minute. I'm not betting any 9 bob.
All right, we'll start with a tanner and work up. I'll bet you 6 pence that if I ask you 6 questions, you can't say a frog to everyone.
Well, just say a frog to every question.
Yeah, that's it. For a tanner.
Right, I'll teach you to bet. Here, put your tanner on top of mine, here.
Right, there it is. Now, from now on, you have to say a frog to every question I ask.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
That's a tanner I've won. You didn't say a frog.
You little cheat, we haven't started.
Of course we had. I said from now on, didn't I?
All right. Well, here's another tanner.
Right, from now on. Are you ready?
Yeah. A frog.
You were ready for me that time, weren't you?
I was that. Oh,
right, that's a bob I'm winning.
Yeah, all right, for another bob. Now, that's 2 shillings and nothing. You won't catch me this time. 6 questions starting now.
Are you ready?
A frog.
I didn't catch you there, did I?
Yeah. A frog.
What did you have for breakfast?
A frog.
You're a funny fella. Who was your father?
A frog.
I won't ask who your mother was. What does our Susan look like?
A frog.
Ooh, I'll tell her she'll murder you. Last question coming up. Which would you rather have? A frog or this shilling?
A frog.
Right, I'll have the shilling. Thanks.
Hey, Jim, listen to this story in Susan's magazine. Reginald lifted his head and looked at me. His dark eyes burned into me, and I felt a warm glow creep slowly up my whole body. Was this love?
No, it set your trousers on fire.
Oh, there it is. Did a load of rubbish. Hey, listen. Finally, Reginald spoke. His voice was husky with emotion. Will you marry me? He whispered. My heart pounded. Time stood still. What should I say? Should I accept him?
It all depends, Alfie. How long have you been going out with Reginald?
Look, shut up. But aren't these women's magazines stupid? I don't know, girls certainly like some daft things.
That's true, our Susan likes you.
I know, you're very funny.
I like the stuff at the back best. Winifred Potter's problem page. You know, where the girls write up about, Or, how can I lose pounds of fat? And Winifred says, go for a ride every day on a bacon slicer.
Oh, yeah, I like that page myself. Hey, let's see what's in this week.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that girl got on? The With It Luke in lingerie. Hey, what's lingerie?
It means part, thing, nick, undie, never mind.
Hey, knee length in warm brushed nylon. Duck egg blue, trimmed with wispy lace. Cleverly boned at the waist to keep you firm but free. Hey, what is it?
Look, it's nothing for you.
Hey, I should hope not. I'd look a right Charlie turning out for the football team in one of them.
I mean, you shouldn't be interested in girls when they get the answer the phone.
All right. Hey, you're blushing.
I am not.
Yes, you are, like a beetroot. Just like you were when me grandad walked in the front room and you said you'd switch the light off so you could show Susan how your watch lit up in the dark.
Oh, go and answer the phone and keep your mouth shut.
How shall I talk through me nose? All right, I'm going.
Well, hurry up, clever monkey. Yeah, it might be the zoo saying they've got a cage for you.
Yeah, well, there will be one spare now you've escaped. Hello, hello.
Hello, is that Clitheroe's?
Clitheroe's what?
House. House.
Bingo. Just wait till I check your card.
Oh, it's troublemaker, is it? This is Mr. Higginbottom. I want to speak to your grandad, but I'll have a word with you first.
Oh, hello, Mr. Higginbottom. How's my best friend, Ozzy?
He's still broke, waiting for you to pay up. You owe him 10 bob, have you got it?
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Yes, I owe him 10 bob, and no, I haven't got it.
Well, I'll be round in 5 minutes to collect his sledge, and it'd better be in good nick. If I have to mend that sledge, you'll have to mend your head.
Very funny. Grandad was right about you being a comedian.
He said I was a comedian?
Yeah, well, sort of. He said at the pub you made a laughing stock of yourself.
You're asking for it, my lad.
What's wrong, Mr. Higginbottom?
Never mind, I'll talk to your grandad about it. Tell him I want to speak to him.
Oh, well, he can't speak to you straight away, can you? Hang on.
Oh, all right, I'll hang on.
Have you got plenty of threatening bits?
What for?
You won't be home for an hour.
You stupid little... Look, I'm coming round there now and I'll wait for him. In 5 minutes, I want that sledge of 10 bob.
Oh, but, Mr. Higginbottom, I can't get 10 bob in 5 minutes.
Too bad. My heart's bleeding for you. I'll have to hang up now while I have a good cry.
Hello, hello. You big drip.
Who's on the phone, Jimmy?
Foghorn Fred.
Eh?
Ozzy's dad, horrible Higgy. He's coming round for the sledge in 5 minutes. I'll give him a ride down our roof. Mind you, if I had a few bob more, I could...
Not a penny. Your mam told me I mustn't lend you money.
I don't want you to lend me money. I want you to give it to me.
No, I haven't to give you any either. You've got to learn what's right, as my dad told me when I was little.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He said if everybody could get money given to them for nothing, they wouldn't work. And if nobody worked, the country would be ruined, and then nobody would have any money to give to the ones who hadn't got any to start with who were asking.
Was it after your dad said that they took him away?
Yeah. Then what do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Listen, I only need another 5 bob. I've got 5 bob here.
How did you get that?
Well, I won 2 bob off you. I got some off my granddad's empties. I had fourpence halfpenny that Higginbottom wouldn't take, and I got 2 bob off the vicar.
Yeah, don't tell me he fell for that frog trick.
Of course not. He's not as daft as you. As daring as you, I mean. He doesn't like gambling. He told me mum when he was here last Saturday, he said, gambling is the pastime of the devil. Then he asked me where my grandad was, and I said, old Nick's in the front room checking his pools. He clouted me with his hymn book.
I did right. Well, how did you get 2 bob off him?
There was a mouse in the organ loft and I got rid of it. It's frightened of mice.
You killed a mouse in the organ loft?
Oh, no, I didn't kill it. I took it back to Ozzy where I got it from.
You little villain.
Anyway, I'm still 5 bob short, so if you could just let me have 5 shillings of next month's pocket money, I'll be able to...
You're not getting it, I've told you.
Well, I'll bet you 5 bob then. If you can say...
You're not twisting me again.
Well, you think of a bet. Go on, anything you like. I'll toss you for five bob. Heads I win, tails you lose. Come on.
Hey, look, when I bet, it'll be on something that's a certainty for me.
Hey, just a minute. I'll bet you I can do something that's impossible. I'll bet you 10 bob, though. Now you pay me 10 bob if I can. That'll be Higginbottom at the door now.
Ooh, he sounds in a bad mood.
Yeah, go and make a cup of tea. It might tame the savage beast.
You'd be better off with a whip and a chair. Never mind tea.
Yeah, I wish we had some brown ale.
Hey, if he chases you, don't shout for me. I'll be running out of the back door.
Don't worry, I'll handle King Kong. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Nice of you to call.
Never mind the guff. Just go get the sledge.
Come in the living room. Alfie Hall's just making a cup of tea.
In that case, I'll have coffee.
Very good. I'll have coffee. Oh, that's very funny. I'll have coffee.
All right, all right. Have you got the 10 bob?
No, but I've got 5 bob, so I thought that if I gave you that, Ozzy and me could share the sledge. You know, have it for 6 months each. I'll have it in the winter and he can have it in the summer.
Oh, very clever, yes. Look, I'm not interested in any of your schemes. I know you too well.
Well, I know you. At least I know something about you. About your underpants.
My underpants?
Yeah.
Now, listen, you young hooligan.
It's true. I know what kind of underpants you wear. The duck egg blue with lace round the edges.
Clitheroe, you've about 5 seconds to live.
It's no use shouting. I'll bet you my 5 bob that your underpants are duck egg blue with lace round the edges.
That does it. Now, just a minute. Just a minute. I'm going to hit you where it'll hurt you most, in your pocket. I'll bet you 5 bob. Now, get your money on that table.
I will. There's my 5 bob. Now, get your trousers off and prove it.
Right. Here goes. Right. I think it must be off your rocker.
I want a witness for this. Alfie, come here, quick.
Bring your witness. Ah, there you are. My underpants are plain ordinary white. That's my money.
What is it? I was just putting the... Oh, no. Oh, you little twister.
Twister? He's twisted himself this time. And it's cost him 5 bob.
You mean it's cost me 10 bob?
What are you on about? He bet me 5 bob I had blue underpants.
Yes, but I bet Alfie 10 bob that when you came in within 2 minutes, I'd have your trousers off. Yeah.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, Ozzy got his 10 bob and I kept the sledge. So yesterday I took it up Daisy Hill for a trial run. And that's when I found out why Ozzy sold it. It was rotten. I pushed off, ran, jumped on, and the sledge split straight in two. One half went left, one half went right, and me trousers went west. All the way down Daisy Hill on me sit-upon. And the daftest thing is, it's given me a cold in me head. Ta-ra!
Jimmy Clitheroe is now appearing in Tom Thumb at the Coventry Theatre. Thank you.
Thank you.